afternoon and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome to another Supercoach Elites podcast, proudly sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites. And our mates over at Elites Break, set them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey, and as always, alongside me is the Bonce Express.
That's right, Corey. The Bonce Express is somewhere else tonight, but he is back, Corey. And, can you believe I'm on holidays recording a potty at home?
It's a fair effort.
I've sent everyone to bed. We're up here on the Gold Coast. Any Gold Coast listeners out there, don't bother messaging me because I'm not catching up with you. You're all losers. And before we get started in this round, Corey, where you can listen to us follow on social media?
Find us on Twitter, Patreon, at SC Elites. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. And, of course, my favourite at the moment, Instagram, at Supercoach Elites.
Oh, is that popping off? What the fuck?
I love the Instagram.
Who's uploading stories the other day of some cunt in like under fucking 17 style footy?
That was me.
And who was that guy?
That's the bloke who's been touted as number one pick. I don't remember what his name was.
I'll tell you now, that draft package was as shit as I've seen. It, I mean, if North Melbourne end up with pick number one, They're fucked for another 7 years after this.
There you go.
I mean, that's carnage. That was shitty ass.
I don't even think I watched it, to be honest.
I just shared it. Fucking dead. I thought it might have been old mate JJ Schmitty 8 there.
Nah, he's there, Corey, too busy doing an 8.5 hour fucking write up of this week's whatever it's called. What's he do? Fuck it, almost called a Pop Boys. What's he do?
The break evens.
I mean, by far, it's the best material that gets put out every week. Like, it's so fucking good.
Handy.
But fuck, did you see the write up with it today?
No, was there a write up?
Yeah, on the Facebook one. Clearly, there's not enough characters on Instagram for every single post we've done. He's written an essay.
I'm going to go have a look at this now. Live reaction. Did someone say KFC? What was he starting with? Did someone say KFC?
No, that's on Twitter. Go to the Facebook one.
No, this is Facebook.
On Facebook, did the same, did he?
11 hours ago. Holy follow me on X Twitter for shit.
What do you reckon the word count is there?
I mean, all I'm going to say is, if anyone's got to the bottom of that and then read the follow me on X, I mean, he hasn't even put his Twitter handle. So it's at JJ Schmitty 8 for those really interested in following his shit footy opinions, banter, and spreadsheet content. Peace, two fingers. Make your job.
Absolutely.
They say the back cunt.
Hey, nah, he is.
He do take the piss out of him. He's a big Charlie Combin fan, but he's great value.
Salty was dropped today.
Did you see my comment in there?
Yeah, you wanted Rusk on.
Yeah, that cunt's actually
got he's probably got a week to turn it around.
We've got honestly.
Have you noticed lately I don't know if you noticed it, but he's fake pretending to do a post.
Oh, as in like right in there. Like, oh, I'll do it when he knows it's done.
Yeah. He does it heaps.
Well, where was he on fucking, what night was I doing scores?
Saturday, because Pete decided not to rock up to work.
Couldn't organise any, fuck, he's on last legs too, that cunt.
He's on his last legs in the Discord as well, actually.
Anyway.
He used the Warriors photo today, he loved it.
Oh, how good was that set up? Because I actually saw that you were live there with the Zoe and a few others, and the chat was really getting wound up. So I fucking started, messaging Pete on the side. We Pete, good time to drop this and drop this one.
He threw under the bus in about 2 seconds. He did.
Who?
Pete.
Ah, no, he's fucked now. That's it. No, he's dead.
He dropped it and dodged
him. He's copping a message right
in about the same sentence.
Yeah. He's gone, man.
Very, very good.
I mean, it was obvious that it was me, but fucking
yeah,
come on.
Legitimately.
Like, who else would have recorded that video?
V. Hey, how'd you go in Supercoach this week, mate?
Well.
Oh, congratulations on the engagement, by the way, too.
Oh, no, thanks, mate. Should have dropped that.
Top of the potty as well.
That's all good. About time we got that done, right? Yeah.
How'd you go getting down on the knee?
It was all the way down.
More importantly, how'd you go getting back up?
The osteotis pubis was kicking in, and
2 to 3 weeks off.
Two to three weeks off minimum. I would have thought. I'm sitting here yelling the sidelines. How was this week? I mean, really, like, not only was there failures in, Tom Green and Matt Fyfe and just some disastrous stuff all round, And then, you know, the audacity of your rookies who have been holding up well for most of the year, like Roberts and Closey and Reed's actually going all right too. All these guns just fucking turned to water as well. What was going on?
Yeah, I'm not worried about any of them.
I'm worried about all of it.
Yeah, I'm not.
You think I've been negative in the past. This is the most... And I think my rank was 4,000 beforehand. I was a 2... What did I get, actually? I don't know. Sorry, guys. I actually don't have a PC here today, so things might take
you a little bit. You didn't take your PC on holidays.
2,037 I got, which, you know, what was I, 5,500 or something? 9,200 now. So, like, that's a fair slide. And I'm sitting here going, this team's fucking disastrous. I've got about 7 cunts ready to go and just no money in the bank to bring in all the ones I want to get in.
I'm
all ready to pick up.
I have no interest in moving the likes of Reed or Fife. Roberts or Fife or Reed in that instance. There's more problems to worry about. I was having that conversation with Perko today. There's so much more you can do than kind of like... I think it actually might be poorly than flicking off Roberts. Like, there's this guy... I mean, I was going to talk about it later, but I'll talk about it now. Because there's so many people talking about trading him. 2 weeks ago, he was going to be the keeper till the end of the year. Like, 50 this weekend. But other than that, it's 80, 117, 80, 98, 94.
Like, he needs the rock of this cunt.
Yeah, one bad game, that's okay. I actually went back and had a look at Nick Newman's, because remember all those years ago when I traded Nick Newman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at that week.
Which you reference him at least 3 times a week.
Yeah, the and then went back and had a look at the scores, and it was identical. Like, he just popped off and then never looked back. So, there's no need to trade Roberts, really. Trade around
he's
it.
He's going to be nowhere near Nick Newman. But anyway, Darcy Wilson was impressive, though.
Very. Do you have it on field?
Well, I had the E on him, and then you know what happened, Corey?
Oh, what'd you do?
My only loophole option, because this... So going into this week, I was like, oh, who am I going to trade now? I thought I was trading Josh Draper, Fremantle guy, all week. Because apparently he did a hamstring, and then got named. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I go, is this an error? No, he legitimately played. So then my only donut on my bench was Biggie. And so then I thought, well, Nyong's got to go. But then I'm like, oh, no, hold on. He might be a good loophole with Darcy Wilson here. Nick Min, they're playing the same game. So I'm like, well, you can then fuck off. So I wouldn't have been able to use the loophole anyway. So I was never fielding Darcy Wilson over Closey or Sam Darcy. They've been too good all season to do any of that shit. So, yeah, on the bench he was for me, second week runner.
He was my third highest scorer this week.
Have a look at my team. Your third highest scorer, so... What, Bont and Dacos?
Sorry, fourth. Flanders had him as well, just. Bont, Dacos, Flanders. I had, what did we work out today?
So I only had one extra.
I think I had like 7 players score over 100. Dismal week. I scored 1935, as you know, because we versed each other in a
1934?
Yeah. Listen to these names. I had like the Roberts, the Reed, the
Fulton. That's 100 points shitter than me.
Yeah, Fife on field, Green.
Had him.
Rosie, Elliot Yo, Roberts. Who was the other one that got injured?
Lua. I don't know. You don't have Lua.
No, I don't have Lua. But Williams. Like, it was just carnage.
Yeah, I had Williams. But the only one I haven't had there was fucking Rosie.
Do you have Fife on field?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then have a look at it. Rosie, you Steel v. Rosie would have outscored it by a thing, and you're a premier ahead.
Yeah, I brought in Sarong even. One Sarong, 137, that was very nice.
Yeah, I had Rogers on field as well, actually.
I didn't have Rogers. Okay, that's probably where you lost a fair bit.
Discarnage.
What a fucking... I'll tell you what, credit to Joy Clark, though. Just comes here with a 70.
Fucking handy.
Bang.
Handy.
What, did I say this last week? The week before? He's going to get to 300. Don't trade him. Like, you'll get 300 this year.
Eat a dick anyone who traded him. But
that
that's okay. It
that
allowed...
was worth about fucking 30 points.
It allowed me to just kind of, I was happy. I did say last week it was a good week to play me because I was going double down, reset. The Rosie thing's interesting.
I'm not gonna sit here and say all the crap I told you last
week. I'm holding it. He's in no worse of a spot. It's 1-2. I'm holding it. 9 day, 8 day break. Carnage just set in. If I start doing these trades, it's not worth it. I'm holding it. I can't anyway. Because I've got to get rid of Williams. I've got to get rid of Yo. And I'm not trading Rosie. You might as well hold it. Well, the moves you make, you'll end up with a primo anyway. Hold Rosie.
You can hold him. He's not top eight, but okay.
Yeah, but now I'm getting a little bit worried. I'm not going to finish my team.
How can you be worried you're not going to finish? Because we're going to have... How many trades you got left?
I'll have 20 after this week and still fucking, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 serious spots that I need to fill, and then obviously the rest of those that could be holds, you know, Reed.
I'd be in the exact same situation, except I'd have 19 trades with the same amount of upgrades to do.
Yeah. I'm just going to hold the likes of Rosie. Honestly, there's dead set. There's no point in trading. I can use him as M9 come to the end of the year anyway. It's like the 8 and 9 day break is huge. It'll be a 1-weeker. Libber owners, he's going to go. Indefinite. Is there a chance that he's in real trouble for the rest of this season?
Yeah, for sure.
They've been scary too. Like the one before this one. Fuck.
I'll tell you what,
he looked like he just murdered someone.
If there's an actual change of coach now, Corey.
You would have thought it would have been today though, wouldn't you?
They are one or two bad losses away from
just that. That was a bad loss.
Yeah. Well, I tried to tell certain people.
Can I take the floor for a second?
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
There's just a couple of shout-outs I need to do here. So, Fat Balding Man, a.k.a. Fonchetta, go fuck yourself. Chazza, 2787, go fuck yourself.
Actually, that cunt's never come back after that VB long nigga.
Wade, go fuck yourself. JB Small, go fuck yourself. Cliffy41, Team Diz, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, so you're lucky.
Hot Shame, go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's a shit gun.
Yort, with a capital Y, go fuck yourself.
I'll take that back. That's a bigger shit gun.
And the man leading the whole fucking charge of backing the dogs and let it ride this year, flew the flag. We had Essendon up probably 4 hours before it had to go in here. I was on when this man convinced Fat Baldy Man to change to Essendon, right? And that is Johnson Pocket Pussy Warranty, the leader of Go Fuck Yourselves.
Yeah, leaders lead, and go fuck yourself, go fuck yourself.
So that's just where every one of them, banned, don't want to talk to him, don't ask me for anything.
Did he really talk people into changing tips here?
Yeah. Legit.
Yeah,
Essendon's the danger game. Yeah.
After 2 weeks ago, he thought he was the hero doing it the other way around.
Essendon's a danger game. West Coast can win. Yada, yada, yada. Get the fuck out, West Coast.
Get the fuck out.
That's actually another kid. He hasn't shown up.
You know how many times I message him and he doesn't call me anymore?
He called Dizzard the other night after the pause got up.
I'm actually a bit offended by that.
to tell him that Lachie Sullivan's a gun and he's in his Supercoach team.
I'll tell you now, that's a cunt that's got fucking Libra and Rosie and fucking 16.
Yeah, actually, his team's worse spot than mine is.
I saw what he scored this week too. Oh. I thought I had the shittest of weeks. I thought, fuck, this cunt's... He's going to get me. He's going to almost draw level. He beat me by 5 points this week.
Oh, there you go.
And he doesn't have cunts like Tom Green and shit.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. Hats off to anyone who... Not hats off. What's... I don't know. Condolences to anyone who brought in Tom Green this week.
Fuck, that's...
Paulie.
Wow. Mitchell.
Yeah.
Wait, did he bring him in?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. We got lots to talk about with that, man.
You know when you bring in Tom Green and then he scores 5 points? It's like, you know when you go buy a whole watermelon and then you cut into it and it's just rotten on the inside? Yeah. You ever had that happen?
And it's just spoiled.
Just the same.
You thought you were getting the big seedless watermelon and instead it's just full of seeds?
Fucking, oh, so many pips.
Yeah.
Jeebus. Yeah. Anyway.
You throw the pip in the air and everyone's scared of it.
Everyone just ducks.
Yeah.
Get that footy away from me, Dad.
Bubble boys. Darcy Jones, negative 75. Scores of 75 and 70 in the last 2 weeks. 123k forward. Yes or no?
I just don't see how people can do downgrade this week, but yes, he's the one.
Well, not everyone's out of boost, just so you're aware. Like, a lot of people, okay. A lot of people still have boosts left.
Yeah, well, they're lucky people. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
So I'm boosting and I'm doing it as well. Old Helmet Head, I fucking can't wait to watch his Helmet Head dickhead in my team.
Yeah, bro. I saw him first second. Probably I didn't get to watch the GWS game on the weekend. I was so impressed.
Yeah. Pressure. Riley Hardman, not interested. Harvey Harrison, not interested. One Gamers, 102k, mid Lockie Sullivan. Get ready for next week. You seen the Pies injury problems? All reported.
No.
Schultz punch Akers in Schultz the head. Yeah. Obviously, what's his name? Fucking curly head fuck. Bro McCreary. Yeah, getting absolutely fucking KO'd. And then, yeah, Checkers done his hammy on the weekend, played through it. And 102k mid forward Bruce Ravel, 59. See the dreads on the weekend, boss. What do you think of them?
Oh, I fucking hated that cunt.
So good.
Every time I can't even hear the ball, and the commentators are just like Bruce, like that. I honestly thought for a moment Luke Bruce got traded. Fucking
the first Bruce in 29 years. Yeah. Great start.
Yeah, out of control.
And then there's the hamburger eating dickhead.
It was the last one, Bruce Dool.
Yeah, but I got no fucking idea. Nah, I think they said it the other day. I don't think it was Bruce Dool. I think it was someone else. Bruce Dool was earlier than that, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he would have been. Yeah. No, he would have been, yeah. Yeah, I forget how long these kind of...
Yeah.
Well, even 2024, you forget how old 30 we are. Years is...
Yeah. All right, play for a top 8 team.
Oh, what's this? Who am I?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'm looking at the ladder, bro. Oh, not ladder. All right, top 8 team. Who could you guess here from these fucking shit-cunts? Butters? I don't know. Why would he be the who am I, though? Just wouldn't be him.
I have 200s on the year.
No, you're Clayton Oliver, man.
With a break-even under 50 on prime for trade-in, I've dropped 200k so far. If I get back to my best, I will be the best valued midfielder in the game. I am Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, I flagged this last week with everyone.
And 141.
All you had to do was watch the first quarter. I mean, and that was vintage, Clary. Attacking packs.
Still looks so fat.
Yeah, but didn't his game look different?
Oh, to I fucking love him. I can't wait.
Didn't the game look different to you at all? He was back.
Yeah, he was picking the ball up. Which helped?
Nah, this was like, I mean, 37 with 3 kicks given away. Like, that's 45-50s first quarter.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff.
The hand. Just, I'm still a little bit...
I'm not worried. I flagged this last week.
What about his gut?
Sneaky option, point of difference.
You trading him in? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to do what I can to get him in for sure.
He's coming into my team.
Yeah.
Fucking can't wait.
It's all systems go with this game.
Oh, it's so good. So fat. You know he follows me on X?
I've heard a couple of times, yeah. Yeah, surprisingly.
I play for a bottom 10 side.
You're not doing two.
He's doing two every week, Froppy. He's just taking over.
Is he not happy that it's more strike rate or something?
I think he's really trying to get you out, to be honest.
Bailey Dale.
I play an exclusive wing/forward role with small stints in the midfield.
Isn't the wing the midfield?
Stints in the middle. Sorry, I apologize.
I didn't see what this cunt scored on the weekend, but what's that little Hawthorn cunt? Dylan Moore.
Yeah, I am Dylan Moore. I started the season quietly, but currently have three round average 130.
You can't put anything past me.
Do you reckon I should just come back to who am I? They're just almost too easy. I'm top 10 for average in my line. I could solve the forward issues we have this season. 521k, Dylan Moore. I went and had a look at the numbers.
I went and looked last week at the numbers.
Yeah. I think you said this last week too. I'm not impressed.
No.
Took him four goals that first week.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone over 25. 140 hasn't even gone over 25 disposals. They're probably going to get pumped more weeks often than not. Like, it's weird, I'm still not sold. And at 521k, I'm still not sold. I don't want to touch my forwards until round 12, to be honest.
You know who I am sold on? Zorko now.
That was a good role.
He got moved straight. It's like they tried it for a game or three quarters of a game last week, and they said, no, you're useless there. Go back to where you've been going all right, and he just comes out on the 160.
35 kicks, almost broke the record.
34 kicks. 36 was the record, I think.
Yeah, he ended up with 35 then. He was one short.
You sure?
Yep, because he got the one at the end. They were counting it on the telecast.
Yeah.
He was one short. All right.
That's who's going to solve your 40 issues if you don't have him. I feel like...
He might come out of reach soon, though.
Heaney, Flanders, Zorko, Harry Mackay at the moment. And then you're going to have Reed and Fife there.
Yeah, I'm not overly... I did say this, everyone was barking up the Reed tree. I still don't think he's going to be top six. There's also the worries... You know, they burn out eventually, but there's also the worries of Fife with the sub-risk. Now... Don't overly worry too much from
That's
the weekend.
That's a six-day turnaround.
They did see, exactly. It was a five-day turnaround. They didn't want Fife to play. Did you hear the interview before the game?
Well, just sit him, because then I would have had fucking Darcy.
They tried to sit him. He refused to sit. So they came to a happy medium that he'd come on as sub.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So he doesn't give a fuck about who's
got the power of that club?
Yeah, probably Fife, to be honest.
Yeah, so that's why they'll never get anywhere.
Zorko's break even is 102, so you can even get all of them.
Because
he had
the 56 last week, that's right. Yeah, I've already looked into that. So that's a next week option, or in 2 weeks' time option.
Fuck, that's actually handy as.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're getting him in, I think.
Yeah, next week, Dane Zorko.
And if it's 550s, you just pay him out.
Fuck, I was going to get butters too.
Harley Reid as well. Like, Harley Reid's break even this week's probably 40 odd. And he's about to lose that 150, so it's going to cost you about 100 grand to go Reed to Zorko, and I actually really like that move.
There you go.
Thanks, but Reed's an interesting one. Reed, no yo. Yeah.
I think he might be in a little bit of trouble without his Robin out there.
No, you can't be. This is for fuck's sake.
Harley Reed's Batman, mate. He's like the young Nightwing, buddy.
You want to? This is totally unrelated, just because you keep talking about Batman. Right? Obviously, I'm up on the coast at the moment, right?
Yeah.
We went down to Cavalte.
Yep.
Went down to the Build-A-Bear factory, right?
You know they have Build-A-Bear here, yeah?
Yeah, but while we're up here, we're thinking, oh, look, we'll just get...
Do you need to make your kid any softer, by the way?
No, no, we're getting a little fella to make the new...
Okay, yeah.
The newcomer, just a bear.
Yep.
And then, of course, I mean, you take a three-year-old into that corner store, they're going to build on themselves.
Oh, well, of course.
Anyway, he builds a Batman bear, Corey.
Yep.
And then it comes time to, oh, well, we'll go choose the Batman outfit to put on him. He goes, no, he wants the Captain America outfit on him. He's not even crossing in the same DC universe.
Yeah,
he's gone over to Marvel.
He's not on. That can't happen.
Yeah, well, fuck, I said to him a million times, mate, are you sure? Maybe we should go get this one. Oh, fuck, my dad was there in Mount Town, Corey. My goodness.
I would have taken him anyway, to the bear and probably slapped the shit through him.
I'll tell you what, we might even upload on Instagram tonight, Corey.
Yeah,
We've got a fucking Batman
put
bear.
Put it on the Insta.
We've got a fucking Batman bear with a fucking Captain America airfield. I can't fucking believe it.
That is an absolute carnage.
It's a fucking shitstorm. Anyway, moving on. Sorry. Sidetracked.
Great story. Actually, no. Before we get to potty questions, are you ready for the interaction of last week?
What happened last week?
17 votes and 2 answers to the questions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
The best way to eat a watermelon was the first one. Dunny, with your mouth. And JPrez93 was rind first.
Eat it from the outside in here.
That's actually insane.
That's actually
insane. Yeah, and have you heard of the Marx Brothers? Or a little bit of background noise. 10 votes for no and 7 votes for yes.
That's actually better than I was anticipating. 7/10, believe.
Yeah, so 58.8% of no and 41% of yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I reckon if we go into the 41%, they're all fucking 45 plus.
Yeah, it'd be like
in terms of years
Scotty and Bushy and probably Musley because he's a boring cunt.
And look, I do apologise for the background noise, Corey. I mean, we are poolside here tonight, just in case listeners don't know if they haven't been on Discord, Corey. But yeah, I've been spending a bit of time in the pool.
Yeah,
just sitting poolside. Yeah,
enjoy the pool.
Very good.
What's pools better, pool table or swimming pool?
Nah, swimming pool. Easy.
Ready for questions?
Yeah, okay.
Were you expecting something else?
No, I was thinking... No, I'll wait for later, but I do have an... I'm off the rails!
Yeah, go. I'm so bad at these.
When you say it's off the rails, Corey, this one was actually messaged in.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And I just... Well, I'm not going to say what I responded to the person, Corey, because then it's just going to give things away. But from Benny Table King Durand, Corey, you ready for this?
Yep.
I play for a bottom eight side.
Okay. Off the rail. Adam Shalhoub.
Nope.
Okay.
I play in the midfield.
Bottom eight midfield. I don't know why Richmond came to him. Josh Kelly. No, they're top eight. Like easily top eight.
Yeah, top two. So,
yeah. Fuck. No,
how hard is it when you've got so many options and you're just trying to go through them?
Look, all the players that like pop in my head, they're like all top eight.
Yeah,
fuck next.
I'm owned. He hasn't got many great clues in his group. I'm owned. Well, no, I'll throw in a few clues. There would be two. There'd be two super coach options in my team ahead of me. Three. I'm going to say three. There'll be three super coach options in my team ahead of me.
Three options in my team ahead of me. So it's like
in the midfield too. Sorry.
Who's shit but have a good midfield? A Gold Coast top eight. Noah Anderson?
No, it's not Noah Anderson. You know, Noah Anderson, on averages, is like the ninth or tenth.
Fuck, is he really? I just remember that he had that real shit game. Fuck, he's like 450.
He's, I went through this a little bit earlier because I was actually quite surprised with a few. Anyway, sorry, back to who am I? We might get on that later. I'm owned by 577 teams in total.
Jesus Christ, that's low.
Doesn't really help you, that one. Three-round rolling average of 111.
Who the fuck's been doing well that's in...
The Bombs Express did shout me as a mid-pricer in the preseason.
Mid-pricer? Are they a midfielder in Supercoach?
Yeah.
I'm so shit at this.
Jake Saliga.
Oh, fuck. I actually should have got that. So 145 when I said three midfielders,
I'm going Crouch, Dawson,
that was three. That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, you can rewind back to the preseason. Like, he's doing some things, and he's not moving anywhere, that guy.
He's fucking great.
He's a good little nuggety player.
499K.
Is he really that much already?
Yeah.
What did he start at? Low 300s? 320, I reckon.
Yeah, he would have started at... Yeah, hang on, where's... Why are they not showing me the price? Oh, season stats, sorry. He started at 408.
There you go.
Fuck, his last 5 weeks have been insane. 128, 98, 97, 91, 146. They're better numbers than Petraga.
I'm sorry, go on. Before I die here, mate. Oh, fuck, I know, I'm nearly drowned here in the water, mate. I don't know if you've heard, but I am poolside.
Stop putting your head on there, mate.
There's he's 12th overall on average in the midfield as Noah Anderson.
Yeah.
110.8. Jesus. And that's midfield only options I'm referring to there. The reason why this came up, to be honest, was because there's an interesting one, Corey. And I reckon we had a question about this, and I think we both totally shut it down a few weeks back on the potty. But Josh Dunkley's going at like 116.9 now.
He's flying. He was so good on Sunday.
And he's the eighth highest averaging midfield option.
Their whole midfield was good though, because Lachie Neale was insane too.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why that came up. Anyway, I guess we better get to questions because we're going on a bit here, and that's probably my fault. Well, it's always my fault, isn't it? Because I guess I haven't been around for the week. But yeah, let's go.
Probably the first time you've ever taken a bit of responsibility in your life.
I'm a big fan of taking responsibility, I am, Corey.
It's actually been so weird without you on disc.
Yeah, I suppose people are probably getting along.
Oh, mate, less people. It's so peaceful.
Can I just say, there's people out there that try to impress me, And I think when people that try to impress me go against other people trying to impress me, it just creates hostility.
Yeah.
And I think old mate Watermelon Dad would understand that.
The only one that's not getting along is Almighty Leader and Pizza.
Yeah.
Because have you heard how he burnt him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, mate, I'm not coming. He started going him in the chat.
At like 10 o'clock at night.
So good.
Pulled out on the Saturday night at 10 o'clock. And then he just gives him, unlucky!
Yeah, the unlucky bit. When I got some context to the fucking the group chat, that was fucking
fucking hell. Paulie, is it time to go ship our Supercoach teams? Upgraded to Tom Green this week, I'm defeated. He wrote that in last night when he was blind drunk.
Well, I imagine he would have had a very good day yesterday.
He was apparently actually absolutely maggoted on disc last night.
His video, when he referenced fucking Pergo, was some of the best video I've ever seen of that guy.
Apparently, there was a couple of people that weren't impressed with his behaviour last night, too.
Oh, yeah, okay, this might be off-air discussion, but yeah, I can imagine what
was said. From what I heard, I was all about it. But. Yeah. York with a capital Y. Hey, boys, what a weekend of carnage. Kenny broke Rosie, Green broke an ankle, and Yo finally broke down. With Williams getting subbed 2 weeks in a row, is it time to move him on? Yes, or hold and hope he comes good. Nah, fuck Williams off. He's gone this week.
Williams broke even still only 40.
Nah,
he's
going to get fucked. He's been subbed 2 weeks in a row. I'm not dealing with that again. Heartbreak. Every single fucking week.
Got a feeling he might be dropped because we've got a lot of defensive reinforcements coming back in, like Marchbank and Mitch McGovern, all but confirmed. So I think he's dropped, yeah. Which means he's out of my team. But if he's named, I'm going to go again with him.
How good. Any decent defenders under 600K? There's a man by the name of Bailey Dale, and he's the real deal.
No, I'm not going.
You have to stop being ignorant because you just don't think he's in your team. You have to look at this as a super coach whole wide thing.
Well, then why didn't you pick him 2 weeks ago?
Because I didn't believe in him then, but I do now.
No, I'm not buying it. You know, every week since he's gone 175, his score's decreased.
Yeah, that's okay, though. He's the number one averaging defender.
In what, the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Then with Luke Ryan's 197.
Yeah, well, don't forget he went 180 odd or whatever it was, and Luke Ryan had a 90.
Okay.
Crazy.
So I'm not buying him.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, he's sub 600K. If your team's shit and you're in a bit of strife, you probably need some points of difference.
Yeah. What was the next question? Sorry. And the other one is Tom Stewart, if you don't have him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Stewart. What was his bounce back game like there, Corey?
104.
I always say, yeah, it wasn't as big. He was fucking 80, I reckon, halfway through the third quarter. And all my VAR 52 was on. I go, Trav, what did I tell you about his comeback game? So he goes, don't you remember on the potty? It only happened like once. I'm like, oh, fuck. Stuart's break even still 132, so there's no rush to get him. But yeah, 520K is a fucking pretty good buy.
Bailey Dale, 3-round average, 141. Highest in the game. Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, that's a shame.
He's coming in this week. That's a shame.
Draft.
Speaking of that's a shame, that cunt's actually got him. He bought him fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, loves him. Absolutely loves him. Luke Ryan, so this is draft. What a mad cunt. Is Resh Cat so cheap he'd look through catalogues to save 50 cents on toilet paper? I don't know where this come from. I haven't seen any of this.
No, I think because I've actually been keeping track on some of the Discord chat. But essentially, anyone that is like, say like Zach Merritt's price at like 640, just because he churns out number after number after number, Resh Dog's like, nah, I'm not buying him. I'll go get Clayton Oliver, and he'll do like the same. Like, he's always looking for like a discounted player, Resh Dog. So I think that's what that's about.
He loves the saving Resh Cat. Is Clary a must have this week based on how good he looked against Geelong?
Yeah, I'm all aboard Clary.
Do you reckon you could wait a week because of the Hewitt factor, or?
I think you can certainly have another look at it. Yeah,
I'm not. I'm picking it.
Yeah, I would just pick him. I think I'm gonna have to go get this, but I reckon Clary's career average against Carlton, because I went through this last week, didn't I?
It's his highest out of any team, isn't it?
off.
I think maybe other than Adelaide. I reckon Adelaide might have been the one that he actually...
Yeah, Adelaide. He's got a couple 200s against them. So let's have a look.
Funny. One of the next questions was Fat Boarding. I mean, Clary looked good, but good a must soon, but you can wait a week. He's playing Carlton. They're usually hard on mids and get him next week.
122.8.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The averages against Carlton. It's big numbers. I'd buy him this week. And you know what, actually, Corey? This draft, we haven't seen him in the voice chat and stuff, but he's non-stop on some of those threads, and he's actually provided good value. So thanks for getting in the Discord and around a lot of the channels there, Joe.
I actually love it when people get around the channels. The only one that people shit me, and I'm going to say this because there's a couple of real culprits in here, do not reply to thumbs up, thumbs down. I don't give a fuck what's written in there. Do not text reply. And do not text reply to podcast questions.
Agreed, because I'm always getting my pals removed, so I can't even delete you. Actually, you're not a bit enjoying the league. I don't even know if he knows this is me. Rishdog's just been like fucking having chats and shit with Draft in some of the threads, and I've just been going in deleting all Rishdog's comments.
And you know he would have blamed this as well.
Yeah, because there's ones where it's like Rishdog is typing, and then I'd like wait a minute, delete it, and then no one will see his response. So it's just fucking. Well, I've actually thought I've been pretty clever, but yeah, I guess the cat's out of the bag now.
Wolf Star, spend big and play Luke Ryan or go cheaper and get Stewart or Dale, hoping Ryan will drop.
Depends what the 130 does it, but fuck, like, there's going to come a time when you're just going to say, like, just, I don't know about you, but I'm just getting the big boy.
Yeah, me too. It's, he's just, 40 grand
switch from Yo.
It hurts not having it. We said the easiest way to get him was through our Yo injury, and it happened.
3 weeks ago I said that, didn't I? I said, I'm gonna get Yo, and if it goes wrong in 2 weeks, I'm going to end up sideways into Stewart, and that's actually...
I had a look at getting Bailey Dale. Like, I'm not going to lie, I actually did, because I was serious about what that money could do for the next couple of weeks, but I just don't want to come up against Luke Ryan every week. I feel like he can just hurt me too much.
And there's been so many times where this cunt's like fucking 30 at half time, still gets 120.
You do know that every year I've picked him, though, I've broken him. Like, we have a bad history together, me and this guy. Because he's like my love child. I've had him for the last 3 years. I've had him every year. And this was the year I didn't have him. Mm. And not owning him, he's got 165, 127, 130, 111, 145, 89, 106, and 197.
I mean, look at the 89. That's the only unacceptable score. Yeah. His second lowest is 106.
Fucking crazy.
That's insane.
If that was a midfielder, you'd be like, yeah, fuck, I've got to get it.
You'd be pretty happy with that. Yeah. You'd take it.
Fucking crazy. Go get him. Steve Dave, because I just read out Fat Boarding Man. What's more disappointing? Your team's performance this week or the punter's cub let it ride shambolic efforts? Steve Dave, he was one of the only ones that followed me on Essendon as well. There was five of us.
Steve Dave. Punter's club.
Yeah, and Perko. It's not even punter's club. It's literally just Perko.
Yeah. Well, Millsy's going to take some responsibility if he's ever come back down from Earth after his iFly mark this weekend.
Did you hear about that?
Never heard about
front
that.
Front page of the newspaper up there. The Shepparton page, he's standing on top of the guy's shoulders, one leg up off the ground. They reckon mark of the century. They reckon they've never seen a better mark in that whole football league.
I've never PM Millsy in my life, and he's been PMing me pictures that his kids are drawing of his mark on the weekend.
He's been PMing pictures that other kids have been drawing.
He never calls me ever, Mark G. He's been ringing me on FaceTime, people coming up to him in the street saying, nice mark, mate.
He told me the man upstairs gave him his own private call to say,
he high-fived him.
Mate, that was a pretty good mark. He actually got that eye. Yeah, that was a pretty good mark.
He got that eye. He just shook his ankles.
Fucking hell. Maprick is...
He got that eye. He was finally seated at the right end of the father.
Oh, he was right there. Who's higher, Bubbles on a Friday night, or Millsy taking that mark?
Fucking Bubbles. I'll tell you now, Bubbles on a Friday night, he's like God's God. He's like, he's gone to God tier, and then he's fucking floated up another 70,000 kilometres and gone, hey, you the bloke that invented God? Fucking hello, my name's fucking Bubbles.
McPrig is big. Hey, lads, do we consider the following? Dylan Moore as their fuck-all forwards. Clary and Maxi Holmes. Where the fuck is the Holmes thing?
Let's go one at a time here. So I'm going Flanders, Heaney, Zorko before I consider Dylan Moore. So if you've got all three of those, then I'm saying... Probably saying McRae than Dylan Moore, though. Yeah.
McRae when Big Draper's prediction becomes correct. And
McRae's break even's 120, 480k. You can wait a bit on that.
But also, I think a lot of the McRae things should be... I'm not sold on Moore. I'd wait till round 12. After round 12, that's where I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with forwards. But I'll get Zorko before then.
Yeah.
Clary and Maxi Holmes. Clary, yes, Clary, but where's the Holmes thing come from?
He's averaging like 100 and it's low hundreds, and he's a defensive option. So I think people are just trying to look for options for Yo at the moment. So it's a no on Holmes.
He
did get defender status.
Fuck, he's had a pretty good year. 112, 95, 84, 97, 87, 98, 109, 113. If that becomes a couple of, like, if there's a 120 in the next couple of weeks with hundreds, like, people will look at that.
Well, clearly they're looking at it now. But, yeah, he's cheap.
What should go on toppings at the self-serve yogurt bar? The ones that charge by the weight.
Oh, I tell you. It's a shame you asked this. It's a shame we recorded tonight, not tomorrow, because I can't remember. There's some fucking big name. Like frozen yogurt place. I think it's down in Melbourne too, but it's up here. We're going to go there, and then fucking we didn't end up going there tonight. I'm nothing special. I like frozen yogurt, just kind of by its plain, but just chopped nuts for me, really, Corey.
You love a little bit of black nuts, do you?
Well, no, just chopped salted peanuts. I'm not sure why they're black.
You just said chocks, so I thought they were black.
No, chopped.
Oh, chocolate chopped. Nuts.
Chopped,
crushed
nuts.
So, okay, what flavor would you say a nut is? I mean, color, like caramel.
Yeah, pretty caramel nuts. Yeah.
So you're like Hispanic nuts.
if that makes sense for you, then yes, I like Hispanic nuts. Good.
Yeah, good. What's your favorite Hispanic nut?
I don't know if there's such a thing as an Hispanic nut. Are we talking nuts in general? The cashew. I love the cashew.
It would have been a good question on here, actually. Yeah. Big nut fan.
That actually would have been a good question. There's so many good options.
Hey, I don't know why this comes to my mind when we're talking about nuts, because I think about it just reminded me of us catching up. Congratulations, too, by the way, on the Mavs. The Mavs.
Oh. Yeah, the people at Ecor, they're probably sitting there going, mate, when's Corey paying up the money he has in here? Yeah, the double or nothing. They would have stayed tuned for it. Now, the news about Maxi Cleaver, boy, that's sad, isn't it?
Well, I haven't actually seen the news, was it?
So you know when he went off his shoulder? Yeah. He's done the AC joint.
Can I just tell you, like, for a man who's not historically a great dunker, who the fuck did he think he was trying to just take off from God knows where for that play?
Let me tell you something about Maxi Cleaver, Corey. Everyone hates him. No one rates him, but if you're a Mavs fan, you appreciate what he does.
You were almost the biggest hater.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, that's me with anyone, though, Corey. I mean, if you have a bad game, you'll fucking hear about it.
Yeah. But no, nonetheless, you will be getting paid. On payday.
Oh, well.
Congratulations, bro.
Thanks for that, mate.
No problem. I haven't really spoken to you, so I didn't really get to congratulate you.
You know what? Salty messaged me the other day, and he didn't congratulate me on the engagement.
He said, I pre-warned him too about that.
Or did he message me and say, hey, congrats on the Mavs?
Yeah, and it's funny, because you messaged him the whole time while he was away as well, just make sure he was all right.
Checking in, mate. Good, hey, mate, how was your dinner? Where'd you go? Everything all right with the missus?
Where's the bridge?
Oh, I didn't message him. What happened at the bridge?
No, no. More importantly.
Yeah.
I did tell you this the other day, but you were a little bit intoxicated.
What day was it?
Friday night.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we've been drinking.
Yeah, you were pretty pissed. That was when you were by the pool. I don't know if you remember that.
Nah, that would have been Friday night. Didn't Carlton play Friday night?
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Just by the pool. Okay. Discord's been boring without you. You did thank me the other night, but I don't know if you remember the conversation.
No, I did remember. Yeah. I wasn't that funny the other night.
Oh, well, they told me you had like 10 beers when you got off.
Yeah, but that's not a great deal.
Yeah, but when like, I know how you drink, that's 10 beers in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, but like, fuck, would have been on this like 6 hours after that.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
anyway,
no mate. One's ever on in the morning and it shit me out the wall. It's like me and Mitch, jumpers, takes phone calls and shit. He's just a rude cunt.
No, he's a fucking
loser, mate. Vart25, Team Diz. Hey, lads.
This will be good.
Oh, no, the hypothetically. This is good. Hypothetically, of course, when receiving handover of a property, so hypothetically someone's bought a house and they've just received handover, doesn't include a hot water system?
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt. Unless you've signed a contract, you know, like in your building phase that says, hey, mate, I'm going to get hot water afterwards. But I don't even think you get your certificate of occupancy without a hot water system there, could
and,
you?
And hypothetically, there's if like hypothetically the builder said to you, like you got your keys on a Wednesday, hypothetically, yeah. And then the builder's like, oh, mate, like we don't have your hot water, but we'll have it installed hypothetically on Friday. Well, then no, well, I'm not doing yeah, handover no, until yes. that's in.
Yeah,
and
that's
that, and hypothetically, they'll have it in that day.
Yeah, yeah. They'll make one appear. Straight away.
Yeah, so hypothetically, if you agreed to have handover without a hot water system, you're an idiot.
Well, you've probably got the same intelligence as Pete, to be honest. Yeah.
Pete Dum-Dums? Pete Dum-Dums or Simp Boy Pete?
Nah, Pete Dum-Dums.
Nah, Pete Dum-Dums.
Which is also Simp Boy Pete.
Ah, yeah. Same. I'm just going to take the headset off for 1 second. I'm going to ask this question first. Boys from Unky, help settle a little work dispute for me. Hypothetically.
Enjoy this. This is a fucking first. Settle a work dispute.
Hypothetically, what's more gay? Passionately kissing a man? Or shagging him from behind with no eye contact?
What's more gay?
What's more gay? Well, passionately kissing a man or shagging him from behind with no eye contact?
Last time I checked, Corey, there's nothing gay about having your dick in a bum hole.
Oh, well, no, that's not true. There are things gay about it.
Well, what's gay about?
I've kissed heaps of my mates too, so.
You haven't shoved tongues in there, though.
Nah.
And the word passionately is there.
Yeah, that's true.
So I reckon if you're, like, say you're going down to Thailand, and old lady boy loves walking down the street, Corey, and you didn't even know, she's just like, oh, there's a pencil on the ground here, and you just, you know, slipped on forward, you just go on.
The wig's on.
Oh, fuck, there we go, it's in. Yeah, I reckon that's less gay than... Because you're not the one receiving it.
Yeah.
Like, you're still receiving a kiss.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want a passionate kiss from a bike. Certainly not, no.
You'd rather just fuck him in the ass.
That's way too intimate. Oi. Like, if the cunt's looking away...
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Yeah. Right, you'd have to go Hispanic. They'd probably be a bit hairless.
Yeah, good.
that's probably what you want.
Hypothetically, you want it hairy or non-hairy?
Nah,
would you prefer the pubes hypothetically on the floor or
on the sink, bathroom sink, Corey? Well, I think you're going to lose Corey here, Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's how we answer the question. The passionate kissing, just the whole... Yeah, imagine just fucking opening your eyes and there's just some fucking beard coming out.
Oh, fuck. What about just passionately crawling up your leg?
You've never seen more passion than hugging that guy.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's why Millsy fucking ended up back down at Earth. When he got up for the hanger on the weekend, fucking Gord was up there and just fucking slapped him in the head. He goes, I saw what you did in that way. Fucking bang.
Okay.
And he was straight back there.
Oh, get it together. Steam, Team Diz. Has this been the easiest Supercoach season to date? Barely any injuries. Best quality rookies spread out so far. Bring on the carnage.
Yeah, fuck up.
I actually agree. It was good having a bit of carnage, although I was on the receiving end.
Strongly disagree.
It was nice to just...
No.
Supercoach to be back.
I felt good about myself, my team, and where I was at. And now I just... Nah. Not happy.
Oh, fuck. I'm like crying with tears in my eyes and shit. You're going to hate this one. Wolfstar, go early on Hayes, and I think he means Jack Hayes.
Well, the St. Kilda cunt.
I'm assuming so, at 228k, or get Darcy Jones.
I'm not thinking
Tom Powell and Roberts out for Hayes slash Jones and LeBron. It's Darcy Jones, all-star. Could trade Combin, but at the moment he's on a bench and got a lower brain. Fuck Combin off. How good, he didn't even make 100K. It's so good.
So he could trade Combin and Jones and keep Roberts.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
maybe it's Powell and Combin or something, I don't know.
Yeah, so he keeps Roberts.
Yeah, you keep Powell and Combin.
What a special unit this gun is.
Sliz 80. What do you make of North backline? Is Sheasel done if Colby takes his role?
No.
I'm not worried about that either. 300k defensive mid. Is it silly looking at a sideways with Klausy with no solid ground options looking in their eyes this week? Could possibly be a great D6 such bench cover for the rest of the year.
It's not silly. It's fucking stupid, you idiot.
This is a man that everyone traded out, and they traded him out for a reason.
This kind of is the definition of a fucking dickwit.
Dickwit. Yeah, no. Do you know he is, at the moment, like, I can't really say definitively, but because I've already made my trades, but out of the trades I've already made, he's the second most traded in player. 4,000 teams have traded in McKercher this week.
Oh my God.
The most bizarre thing I've heard. Crazy. You can't trade him.
We actually need to raise more money for special needs.
Fact checks. Team Diz. Hey, lads. Sleepover. Pick one option. Okay.
Well, here we go. Fuck, I actually fucking like these white questions.
Be the little spoon to a rock hard Scotty is option one. Option two, be big scoon to Andy Nguyen while being rock hard. That's it. That's one and two. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, back to my theory of which one would be less gay. It'd be less gay for my dick to be poking someone rather than having someone's, and especially Scotty. Scotty would have a killer pipe and they can. I'd much rather my dick be poking Andy than have Scotty's 9-footer poking me.
And you know what? Andy would enjoy it at least.
Oh, gee, imagine that cunt turning around just
the like... smile. The smile would be so good.
Good
bus driver for anyone watching. I love Scotty, so I just want Scotty to be poking me with his dick. Also, bring on the cup. Fuck this season off.
Agreed.
You know we're not even into double-digit rounds yet. We're not even... We were having a chat today with fucking old mate, cost yourself a fucking let it ride Perko. And this cunt is absolutely freaking out about his league position. I'm just like, stay patient, dickhead. And he's ripping his team apart.
Isn't he like 1-6?
Yeah, he's shit ass.
Yeah, so he actually should be.
But they're still so long.
Yeah, but 1-6 is just.
All you got to do is make the 8. He's 2 games out of the 8. Like.
Yeah, but if you're 1-6, your team's no good.
Yeah, it is no good. But it's not going to get better by doing stupid things.
It may, because what he considers intelligent really isn't working.
Nah, he likes the dogs, mate. Bet optometrist. At what point are fallen primos like Petrarca and Ali you so fallen they've impacted, gone underground, and turned into potatoes?
I'm not sure the question. What was the question there?
I think the question is basically, like, when do we just... Are Ali and Petrarca just that shit? We can't pick them.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to agree with. Yeah. I'm not touching either. I know you fucking kind of like Petrarca, but Petrarca, again, that was another sub-100.
Yeah, I do like Petrarca. Hey, you know the other one? Interesting, and I know we've spoken about this before, but I went and had a look at some numbers. You know Darcy Parrish, right?
No, not after his 150 on the weekend.
I'm going to go fucking hang on. I'll get his seasons up. I had a look at it today. So if we go back to 2021, when he averaged 114, right? There was a period where he went 99, 52, 112, 99, 79. And then from that point onwards, he went 162, 107, 115, 134, 152, 136, 166, 115, 121, 190, 95, 138. Right? Go to 2023. He does the same. 2022, he does the exact same thing. So he goes a little period of 99, 110, 97, which is probably better than those, but then 121, 113, 133, 111, 139, 109, 128, 142. Go to 2023, and he goes 82, 98, then 108, 110, 108, 117, 92, 131, 126, and then 100s for the rest of it as well. Like, every year he's had a 3-week period where he hasn't turned up and then just gone bonkers. Why can't he do it again this year?
Well, maybe he can, but I don't. I'd much rather about 10 other names. I have.
But sometimes this is how you win, by getting on these gems before they get going. Like, you know what? I get your team at the moment because you're flying. But you got to remember, everyone else isn't. Not everyone is.
So what are they meant to do? Go pick a 500k guy?
Could he become?
I don't like that. I mean, you're potentially...
Like, we're condoning Clayton Oliver. Why can't Darcy Parrish be the one?
Well, because one is a guy that's averaged 120 for his fucking first 8 seasons of his career, and one's a guy called Darcy Parrish who's been injured for the majority of his time and had one season where he was...
Coming off a really bad injury, is super fat, and enjoys going to the snow more than I do.
And he'd still, just to tip Clary, don't have any yellow snow. He'd still be better than Parrish, though.
Yeah. I just want to know if someone takes the risk on Parrish. I wouldn't do it. I fucking hate the cunt, but...
Well, do it this way. Don't get Oliver and Goon.
Who? Me? Yeah. Nah, no chance.
Well, then, don't stop being devil's advocate then. Move on.
Yeah, I just got to do it. There's people in the community. Marty Beveridge. I think I'll still pick Petrarca too, by the way. Hi, boys. Looking for advice here. Early buy rounds killed me and drowning in my cashies. Looking to jump back up. Thoughts on trades? Fuck, I forgot we have to actually turn super. Oh, bro, how good's not having Matt Rao, by the way? Pencil that motherfucker in. I can't wait.
Until he goes 60 again this week.
That's even better. It's like Parrish, bro. I'll do the same. No, not Parrish. Petrarca. I'll do the same thing. I'll get them both for 500k. Elliot Yeo, so that's easy. He's got better now. Elliot Yeo to Luke Ryan. But who else is he missing there? He doesn't have Stewart. Then, he does have Stewart.
I'd fix up one of Sexton on Ewan to that little GWS cunt because he's got enough money to go Yeo up to Ryan.
I just love how every week people are like, oh, Sexton could play, Sexton could play, Sexton could play. Sexton has to have an injury to get back in that team.
Does he have boost left? No, he doesn't have boost. Because I was going to say, if he has a boost, he could use the boost and then also move on Tom Green. But let's assume Green's playing. Yep, I'll do that. Yoda Ryan and one of your... Because don't forget, I mean, ball rounds are what, 3 weeks away, 4 weeks away, whatever they are. So we're going to go back to best 18. So we're going to need, like, you know, with teams actually having buys this time and not just fucking 6 teams in the league. We're going to need some depth in our squad. So...
anything
you got a nice board option there, he's gone 70-70. Yeah, fix up one of those donuts.
Anything over 2 donuts is too many coming into buys.
Yeah, 2's acceptable.
Yeah, 2's is where I absolutely draw the line. If you've got more than 2, start fixing them up because you're going to be fucked. Yeah. But Yoda Ryan. Yort with a capital Y. Hey, lads, is it time to jump off Tracker before Clary steals the rest of his mojo? And how's your buy strategy tracking so far? I think the Petrarca thing probably almost helps Clary. They seem to be better when they're both up and about.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily have a buy strategy. I did have a little play around the other day, and I was well-stocked in every single week, which I was pretty happy about. But, I mean, a lot of that can change pending, you know, break-evens and rookies and the primers that are ready to bring in. But for this point, I've had a little look over it, and... I seem in a pretty strong position. I shouldn't be feeling donuts at any point.
Yeah, well, the greatest part, like when you have a look at buys, is you want the 14 and 15 to be the worst 2 buys with no one playing. Like, they're the ones that you want your players almost not playing when you're looking at it now, because you want to come out of 12 and 13 and be like, all right, I'm upgrading to this guy, I'm upgrading to that guy who come out of the favourite buys. So, realistically, as long as you're around 12 and 13 buy are okay, then you should be fine for the rest of it.
Isn't round 12 the 2-team buys?
Is that the only 2 teams? No, because I just clicked on it.
One of them is the 2-team.
She's or Roberts thing. I think that might be 13. Yeah, that's the Port Adelaide and Freo one. Yeah. So, yeah, realistically, you should be fine. Yeah. Like, the names like Luke Ryan are good to pick up because they've got that buy. Everyone will have it come out of it. You know. Bob's your uncle, you're laughing.
Yeah.
Cliffy. So, thoughts here, boys. You need a new phone. Are you telling the boy? Oh, this is good. Hypothetically. You need a new phone, right? This is good because you actually don't know what happened. And you tell the boys that you bought a new phone, right? Hypothetically. Only to reveal that the phone was your missus's phone and she made you buy it. Hypothetically. Is that acceptable?
One, it's not a new phone. Second of all, if it's your missus, you're not giving her a dime for it. You might take her out for dinner, but you're not paying her.
Hypothetically, you know, like, she, once you've been caught out in this hypothetical lie, you've then said, oh, yeah, hypothetically, she just wanted a pair of $300 hypothetical shoes, so I just bought her that instead.
Did this happen to Mitch?
No, but it would be even better if a hypothetical
did. That does sound like such a Mitch story.
Yeah.
It was Oscar, wasn't it?
I'm not saying it was.
Can you message me? That's embarrassing. I mean, whoever the fuck that's happened to, that is honestly embarrassing. Yeah. I'd leave her.
Yeah.
I mean, you could offer to pay her, but if she turned around and took the money, nah, look, we'll respect women and we'll walk away from the relationship. Right?
Some would say that it might have been Perko's son.
The one that he loves as well. Jesus Christ.
Benny Table King Durant.
Okay. How good is it that I got it within 2 guesses?
Okay, peeps. Struggle Town us this season. What the actual fuck is that English? Okay, peeps. Struggle Town are like R. Not A-R-E or like just the letter R. Us this season. Thoughts on booting Rosie? Nah, hold. It's 1 week. Hold it.
You know how I feel last week.
It's 1 week. Hold it. Looking at Neil. Oh, fucking like Neil. Zorko or Oliver. I love all of them. Neil, Zorko, Oliver. Rate them in order.
Oliver, Neil. Oh, sorry. Oliver. Zorko. Just on purely because of break even. Like, Zorko can wait a week. So it's just Oliver, Zorko, Neil.
Yeah, I'm the same. Can get any of the above if I keep Rosie. But you could probably get them without trading Rosie as well.
Yeah, I reckon, particularly if you get Oliver, because Oliver's fucking...
Legitimately, like, if you get 70. Oliver, right, hypothetically, let's play this game. So, this week, you trade Rosie to Oliver, right? And then next week, you fucking do whatever trade you've got. Use two trades to get that player, right? To get Rosie and Oliver. If you just put Rosie on the bench this week, grab Oliver this week, grab another premium next week using the same amount of trades, you come out with Oliver, Rosie, and the other premium. That's 3v2 moving forward.
As long as you can downgrade, upgrade,
yeah,
you can hold an injury, yep. Correct?
That's
because
the break
you're still gaining
is a big favour for Port Adelaide and the Connor Rosie factor. And if we're trusting what they're saying, which Kenny hasn't really given us any reason not to, that the injury is no worse than what it was the week before, and he just needs a week off.
So just 1 week is what they're saying.
Yeah. Did you not see that?
I just...
They reckon there was damage. Yeah.
I was going to say, you turn on the TV here on a Saturday night and there's no sport on. It's a whole different part of the world.
It's so bad, isn't it? Actually, I forgot about that. Yeah, there is no reason why he would lie. And he said that there is no more impact from the injury. We just should have given him the week off. We didn't take into account the fatigue with the running. So,
what is their buy round?
They got the one with 13. Frio, yeah.
13, what round are we playing this weekend?
10? 9.
So we're playing 9, 10. So there's 4 weeks until the buy. Now he's probably not going to miss all 4 weeks. I was thinking maybe if it's 3 games, definitely if it's 2, they'll give him 2 and the buy.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah, he's probably not. Yeah, okay. So he'll be back before the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little
workshop. I just realised I probably get butters coming out of their bye, actually. G'day, boys. Unfortunately, I traded in Tom Green this week, which saw me... Oh, this is Whitwasher. Saw me fall to 150th overall.
Oh, that's shit.
That's a kick in the dick, yeah. Would you trade out Roberts over Yo this week to stop any cash loss? No.
I mean, you're 150th overall, so well, don't get rid of the cunt.
You want
don't get rid of a guy potentially going to score you 80, 90 points.
Yeah, boy, who's done 100, yeah. Yeah, Roberts isn't a problem. Especially you in this position. You want to hold Roberts as long as you can unless you're turning him into something premium, and you've got to move Yo anyway, then you're going to go first. If you can go to a premium the next 2 weeks without trading Yo, is there any merit in keeping him? No, because it's not just it's not just 2 weeks though. So
yeah, but this is the same principle as what we just said.
No, it's
if
not.
You can continue to downgrade, upgrade, why would you
for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, but in 3 weeks, then you're gonna have Yo coming back.
Yo's injury is minimum 2 weeks. Minimum 2 weeks. That was the key wording out of what had been said. His injury is minimum 2 weeks. It's a calf, which he's had a track history of. Yep. And he's out for the short term. It's minimum 2 weeks. He will not be back for a month. He will not be back before their bye. They will not risk Elliot Yo. If this was any other player than Elliot Yo, I'd say, yes, you can hold it. But they will not risk Elliot Yo. Yeah, not with the history that's there. So, unfortunately, I think Elliot Yo is the only case where this goes outside of any merit. We always said the second he got injured, he had to be traded. I'd love to see Whitwash's team, actually, because I would love to see what he could do. Should we be planning any buy strategies now? I think what we spoke about before, but Whitwash, you definitely kind of have to start planning for buys just because where you sit overall. You're a little bit different.
You need to start looking at your numbers.
Yeah.
And that may decide what primo you actually bring in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, correct. Fuck, I'd love to hold Elliot. Like, if I'm holding Rose, I was planning on holding Green, I'd definitely be holding Yo, but the comments of everything that's coming out around Yo, I just can't do it. Anton Tohill.
No, I'm not.
Ahoy! Quartet and Mr. Express. Mr. Express is all in lowercase as well.
Who the fuck is this?
Long time, Jake's second time here. Good to see the mighty Mavs progress.
Oh, finally some respect.
Too early to light up a Mark Cuban. Never too early, get it going.
Yeah,
as one fellow rat nuffy to another, who have you got in the Kendrick Drake beef?
Where do you get the impression that I'm a fucking
rat? I have no idea. I know nothing. Well, I didn't even know these two were beefing. I don't even know who Kendrick is.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, wouldn't know what he looked like.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know a bit of Kendrick, actually.
Yeah.
I just don't like Drake because of... He just belts women and shit, doesn't he? So I'll take Kendrick.
He wouldn't have been invited down to the circle does the same at thing the halftime. Though, Big vape tits. And his photo is him taking the biggest hang you've ever seen. Hypothetically, if someone comes on and tells you the boys are talking about a Jamie Elliott or Ashley Sampy-like mark at the footy on the weekend, would you believe them if there's no photo or video evidence?
No.
Definitely not.
I'd say there'd be a lot of mail on the story, and you may have got 15 centimetres off the ground as opposed to 15 metres.
Okay. The Boring Maniac. So who would Big Vape Tips Mark have won Almost Football Legends? And he's got the photo. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, was he? He mentioned that on Discord before the potty tonight, and I did have a little giggle, and I said, look, mate, get in the questions, because I don't have powers at the moment, and that means I can't delete any questions.
Simpsons characters, Discord voices, please. Match up the character to the Discord member. It's good. Homer.
I mean, this is the source. This is the shit I would have loved to have deleted.
Homer.
Fuck, I can't do anything but think of
Fonchetta. Bart?
I mean, Bart Simpson, really? York.
Flanders?
Melzy.
I didn't even Jerry until he said it. Very good.
You can just imagine that real fucking country. It's,
and religion, like, too.
Hey, diddly-do.
Mo?
Oh, fuck. could be, mate. You know, for some reason, this guy's just really flushed away. He just real Jetta's vibes from
what
Mo,
about,
to be
what
honest.
about fucking, oh, fucking almost said something I can't say then. What's his name? Muesli.
Nah, I reckon Muesli.
He looks a little bit like Sizzlack, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon he's, I know where you're going with there. He's got a hot ass missus though, Muesli.
Yeah.
I'd be going, Muesli would be, I reckon he might be featured on the list.
Milhouse?
That's got fucking Rush Dog all over it.
Skinner?
These are just because he's just the fucking loser with all the power. Who's gonna snitch on me first, Corey?
Nelson.
Oh,
yeah.
Who's got a voice like that? Who's got a voice like that? Fuck. Lordy, I reckon. A bit of Lordy action.
Ralph?
Yeah, Nelson. No. Oh, I've already used Resh Dog, but that, the voice, like, the whiny, feminine voice on Ralph is actually Resh Dog, isn't it?
You could give Milhouse to Oscar, maybe.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Willie?
Well, there's no fucking Scottish cunt in there, is there? We got anyone with an accent?
What's his name? T-Skits, but it's American.
Yeah, well, T-Skits.
He's been featured a lot this week, T-Skits. He knows what's going on. And
yeah.
Otto.
Fucking Johnson Pogglepuss.
Yeah, same one. That was very good from you there.
I'm not happy if I've actually got an answer.
JB Small. All right, fellas, after beating the good man Corey in Reshkatch Kashi, here's the moves I'm thinking. Williams and Libba out. Heaney and
we haven't even spoken about Libba. Libba's a definite trade.
Oh, we spoke about the top. We said it had to go. Heaney and Oliver in. Williams and the Brow. Heaney, fuck, that's Oliver, good. Yeah. Going to hold Yo with the Suns boys as cover. Don't think that's a good idea. Do you have any Bruce? You got a Bruce. Trade Yo as well. What the fuck are you thinking?
If you got enough money, you can get him to Luke Rock.
Yeah.
It should be able to do
legitimately easy. And if you can't, bail it out.
This guy's got 440k in the bank.
Yeah.
And he's only got Williams and Libba to Heaney and Oliver.
Yo, Bruce to Roaring. Come on, JB. Main question is, Jones from GWS US using the final boost on to give me over 400k for next one. Actually, that could be the option. Would be going common down. Better. Yeah, that's definitely, upgrades. Would you not prefer to grab Roaring this week instead of Heaney and then grab Heaney on the way down? Like, Heaney's got another drop in him, doesn't he?
Yep, well, I'd agree with what you said there. Agree.
Yeah, so, mate, one more week without Heaney and do it next week. You should have DPP, shouldn't you? Yeah, he's got Klausy. Yeah, he's got and Graham. DPP everywhere.
I'm certain we're just going to get some Heaney both games up here, probably.
Yeah, and fuck off Coleman. I'm trying to click on Heaney and my fucking supercoach won't load.
135 break even versus 68 on Ryan. So, yeah, definitely that way around.
Makes a lot more sense. That's it for questions, Bombs. That was a lot of questions.
Yeah, I think we just had a lot of talk. It took us a while to get there. Yeah, well, it's been good.
I've missed you, so I've just tried to keep you around as much as I can. Vice captain and captain.
Yeah. Listen here, Corey boy. There's only one option for the VC this week.
Clayton Oliver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually not even taking a piss.
He's got a good history against
it. Literally 122. If you've got balls, you'd do it.
And if you don't have balls, just go Gorn.
Well, that's the best ruckman in the league. I'd actually avoid Gorn this week.
Yep.
I think I'd rather watch.
He hasn't been his scores haven't been overly great last couple.
Anyway, whatever I'm doing, I'm running to Bont, because Bont on the Bont against the Tigers is fantastic, I reckon, Corey.
What about Dacos?
Yeah, he's in some serious form.
Against the Coasters as well.
You could well do a VC of Bont into Dacos. Yeah. But, you know, when I choose my guy. Although we've seen, I feel like we've seen over the last month that if your VC kind of has to, you really need to be hitting because your straight captains, I feel like they haven't really been working this year.
Yeah.
What about Butters is the other option for me, bro.
Heaney against Freo. Is there just too many Sydney players doing shit?
I'd rather Sarong.
Yeah.
In that game.
Jack Steele, but you're still worried about the injury.
Correct me. Yeah, I'm going nowhere near Jack Steele. correct me if I'm wrong, but he probably hasn't produced a good enough VC or C score in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, they've all been like 110s.
Yeah.
And then what about one of the Gold, or what about like a Rowell or a Tuk Miller or against North?
No.
I feel like there's more options this week than there was last week.
That's an Anderson one. I've VC'd Butters last week and didn't take the 124. I ran Gorn because I thought, oh yeah, Gorn against Geelong, no dramas.
Would have done the exact same.
Fucking 30 at half time and then he scored under.
I'll back Gorn in too, because any time this guy hasn't gone massive, he goes massive the week after.
Yeah, man, he did score 111, so it's not like it wasn't.
Nah, it's not massive. I need massive.
Yeah, it's not massive, but
actually, fuck. Oh no, they got Nick Kerr. I was going to say Richmond is shit, but.
Nah. Didn't Vancouver's get subbed off on the weekend?
Did he actually? No.
Are you sure he...
Oh, sorry. Oh. Wait. Which one's which?
I reckon the Richmond Vancouver's were subbed off Corey and they were left without a ruckman.
Nah, didn't... What's his name play?
Who?
I thought Nate the Tank played.
But his name
What's the other dickhead's name? Naismith.
Naismith.
Yeah. Sorry, that's who I thought you were talking about. Yeah, Vancouver's played, didn't he? I thought Naismith got subbed out.
Go fact check this one.
Cool. Well, if Richmond don't have a ruckman, I'll be going Tim English. Toby Nankervis. He scored 69, so there's a chance.
No, Naismith was subbed off. Cool. My bad.
Yeah, alright, beauty.
We're all with that.
Yeah, alright. Alright, go have a look. Dive a little bit deep. But there's options this week, which is good. It's fun, because last week was tough.
I didn't think it was tough. Trades? Yeah, against Geelong. Fucking bottles. No idea, bro, but I need to wait for teams. Teams are actually critical to trade this week because, look, Yo's going to Ryan, and then the second trade will just depends whether it's going to be Williams or Tom Green or even contemplating the Harley Reid trade out or Sam Darcy. I'll work out something, but one trade's for sure, and that's Yo to Ryan.
At the moment, I've used my last boost, and I've gone Williams, Yo, and Darcy to Luke Ryan, Clayton Oliver, and Jones.
That sounds like you actually might get competitive once.
Nah, because I have Rosie on the bench.
Still.
Yeah, there we go.
Rosie, I'm not really threatened by.
Anything else to add, my friend?
No, mate, I'm good.
Pleasure talking to you again. On behalf of myself, Bonts Express, and the patrons at patreon.com/SC Elites, peace out and thank you for listening.